Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is criticizing portions of a special counsel's DOJ report that says he willfully retained classified documents years ago during a primetime address to Americans Thursday.
I've seen the headlines since the report was released about my willful retention of documents. These assertions are not only misleading, they're just plain wrong.
Biden also says references in the report about memory lapses are also inaccurate and inappropriate. In their report, DOJ officials said the president did not recall his time as vice president very well and also appeared to have a difficult time recalling the timeline of his son Beau's death. Former President Trump calling the special counsel's decision not to bring charges in Biden's classified documents case, quote, selective prosecution. Biden says, unlike Trump, he fully cooperated when federal investigators came looking to get the documents back. Five missing U.S. Marines are found. The news, not good. Corey Myers with more.
Five U.S. Marines who were on a training flight in Southern California have been confirmed dead. They were flying from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego and were reported overdue. First responders are working to recover the remains of each of the Marines.
Tucker Carlson's interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now out. It's 2 hours long. And it's the first interview Putin has given to a Western reporter since he ordered Russian troops to invade Ukraine. Carlson says there is more truth to be learned from the Russian president and former KGB officer. There are now grand jury indictments filed against seven immigrant suspects accused in the brawl that left two NYPD officers injured. An immigrant man named Yohenry Brito, the prime suspect, as he was the first to interact directly with the officers that day in Times Square. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A $95 million foreign aid package is advancing in the U.S. Senate, but its journey is far from over. The Senate has voted 67-32 to move forward with the bills aimed at assisting Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. However, the vote simply allows the Senate to begin deliberating on the bill. Prepare yourself for a trade-off if attending the Super Bowl in person is your goal. USA's John Schaefer's in Las Vegas explaining how traveling solo may be your best bet.
Adam Budelli of StubHub suggests that purchasing single tickets could offer the most favorable deal available.
Sometimes going by yourself, it may sound strange going to a sporting event, but I can assure you there's probably 70,000 plus other sports fans.
Additionally, he says it's wise to wait until days before the game as prices typically decrease during that time. Lastly, be vigilant for hidden fees. Ensure that you activate the all-inclusive pricing feature in your ticket search so you can accurately gauge potential deception regarding affordability.
TV viewing audiences will see it ton of big-name celebrities in this year's Super Bowl ads. In one commercial for Pringles, Marvel film star Chris Pratt breaks the internet for wearing a familiar mustache.
You look like the Pringles guy.
No, I don't.
posted.
Chris Pratt is giving Mr. P
identical.
Other ads feature big names like Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart, Hollywood film director Martin Scorsese. Feature a unique edition, a small fragment of iron sourced from the Eiffel Tower. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? It's Tuesday already. It's amazing, huh? How quickly it's going as we rapidly approach the Super Bowl weekend. Of course, Super Bowl weekend seems to be ongoing for the last week and a half already. But, hey, we're getting close to, you know, to the big game. So we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, it looks like the Democrats are aligning themselves behind their standard bearer, Joe Biden. And, you know, what people expected may not be the case, and that is that there would be some sort of uproar in the Democratic Convention, some upheaval, and the people would realize that Joe Biden is incapable of handling another 4 years. In fact, I think 59%, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, says that they see Joe Biden as mentally challenged. But meanwhile, when you look at the current economy, what's going on, this seems to have given him, you know, some wind under his wings, supposedly. I say supposedly because, you know, you talk to most people and they're not seeing the economy as some are seeing it, and that it's getting better, you know, and you wonder, okay, well, how is this? Is this something that's just being manufactured because we're getting close to the election, or are we actually seeing some reality here? Well, to clear it all up for us is Dr. Michael Bussler. He is the public policy analyst, economics professor, and we welcome Michael to the show. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. I'm happy to be here. Look forward to a good day today.
Well, always. So what do you make of what's going on right now? I mean, it would seem on the surface that things are improving, but yet it hasn't quite caught up with the majority of Americans yet.
No. So a couple of things. For the last year or so on your show, I've been saying I think we're heading into a recession.
Mm-hmm.
And then we keep getting numbers that say we're nowhere near a recession. So the last half of 2023, we had very strong growth, 5% in the third quarter and over 3% in the fourth quarter. So growth is good, and generally that's good. The more growth you have, the better. And then you have to say, well, why are we having all this growth? There are two things. One, the federal government continues to massively deficit spend. In the last five fiscal years, 2021, 22, 23, and this year, 24, the federal government will have deficit spend $11 trillion. Now, you put that much money into the economy, and you're going to end up stimulating the economy, and that's partially what's leading to the the growth. The other thing is, which...
Michael, let me ask you for just a moment then. Because the government is manufacturing this, this is what, you know, I've sensed that has been happening. I mean, is this real money? Is this something you can take to the bank?
Well, it's something that in the short term leads to economic growth. In the long term, it's going to be inflationary, and we have a public debt that we have to deal with at some point. The total of all deficits, the public debt, is now over $34 trillion.
Right.
Obviously the largest it's ever been. Now people say, well, what does that mean? Is that a problem? Normally, economists would say if the public debt is less than 1 year's GDP, you can handle it. Mm-hmm. If it gets above that, it's a problem. So GDP is around $25 trillion. We're way above 1 year's GDP. What are the problems with the big public debt? And there are two. One, we have to pay interest on the debt every year. This year, the interest will approach $500 billion, and that's money you have to pay every year. It's going to get worse in the future for a couple of reasons. One, we're continuing to deficit spend. And two, when the government runs a deficit, they sell bonds to get the money to spend. They're 10 or 20-year bonds. There's no mechanism in place to ever pay that money back. So when a 10-year bond or a 20-year bond matures, what do? They sell a new bond and pay off the old bond, and you roll over the debt.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few problems with that.
It's just a Ponzi scheme.
It's like a Ponzi scheme, exactly.
Yeah, right.
One big problem with it is a lot of this debt that's maturing now has interest rates of 1, 1.5%. Today, the interest rates are up around 4%.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you incurred no more debt, you're going to double or triple the interest expense just by rolling over the debt.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the annual interest expense will approach $1 trillion before the end of this decade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $1 trillion that you can't use for productive things. The other problem with large public debt is the federal government is selling $34 trillion worth of bonds. They're pulling that much money out of capital markets. That could create a capital shortage. And if you have a capital shortage, the government has stimulated the economy. You want business to increase output to meet the new demand. But to increase output, you need two things, labor and capital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a labor shortage.
Right.
We end up having a capital shortage, too. Business can't expand.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's high demand and you can't expand supply, what results is higher prices. I am worried, and everybody says, look, it's a great thing. The inflation rate was 9.1% back in November, dropped down to 3.1. But then it went up again in December to 3.4. The January number comes out next week. We'll see what that is. I'm afraid inflation is going to continue to inch up. And I think we could end up by the end of the year with over a 4% inflation rate. So what does that mean with the Fed? Everybody's saying, look, the Federal Reserve is going to cut interest rates two or three times this year, maybe as early as next month. Depending on what the inflation number looks like for January, which again comes out next week, I don't think the Fed's going to cut interest rates in March. And if inflation gets worse, I don't think they're going to cut interest rates at all this year. And indeed, they could end up raising them. The other fly in the ointment that's difficult to forecast is what's going to happen to oil prices.
Exactly.
Now, oil prices have gone down because the worldwide economies are slowing. But what happens if the Middle East breaks out into a larger conflict, which it looks like it will? If that reduces the supply of oil, you could see oil prices go up, and then we have a severe energy inflation problem.
Michael, what you just ran out, it seems to be something that it's not just happening in America, but this seems to be a universal problem throughout the planet.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Most economies follow what the U.S. does. So if the U.S. deficit spends, they figure they can deficit spend. So they follow what the U.S. does, and inflation could turn out to be a much bigger problem this year than we think it will be.
Are any of these countries deciding to break away from the pack and do something different?
So far, no. Some of the inflation rates are getting fairly high. They're much higher in, say, England than they are here. So they've got to tighten up their monetary policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. And we're hearing from Dr. Michael Bussler, public policy analyst, economics professor, who's breaking us down. You know, the economic growth reportedly is to say is strong. Why? And what's next? But the reality, as we were saying right before the break, is that though inflation, you know, kind of, it seems like it's holding steady, and that's what they can talk about, but You know, the fact of the matter is everything is still up. Prices are still high, and that's the reality. And it's like we don't have enough paycheck, you know, to cover the economy individually here, Michael.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, politicians can give speeches and try to influence the way you think about things, change your opinion to what they'd like to do. So you can influence people's thinking.
Mm.
What you can't do is influence the way people feel.
Right.
So when I go out to the store and buy something, I say, look at how much this costs. It's way more than it used to be. I don't feel good about that.
Right.
When I can't afford to buy the things I'm used to buying, you don't feel good about that. Prices are up on average, nearly 20% since President Biden took office. And although they're not going up quite as fast, they're not coming down.
Right.
And as a result of that, people don't feel good. What I'm really worried about, and I really hope I'm wrong, I'm really worried about inflation is going to tick up. I said this in the first part of the show. I think inflation is going to tick up this year. Again, it went from 3.1 in November up to 3.4 on an annualized basis. December, if it starts going higher, which it could, I think inflation could end up over 4% by the end of this year. One other thing I didn't mention in the first part of the show is when prices start going up, people say, well, look, I need a wage increase to cover these high prices. So when the auto workers and all the healthcare workers over the summer went for new wage contracts, they were getting 6-7% annual wage increases, and some of these are locked in for the next 3 or 4 years. So now you start to get higher wages, which people say, well, that's good, I can pay the higher prices. But what happens when wages go up, labor costs for business goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for them to maintain profitability, and you have to be profitable, otherwise you're not going to be there anymore.
Right.
In order to maintain profitability, you're going to have to raise prices. One statistic in November that I don't hear people talking too much about, they say, look, wages are up for the year 4.5%. That's good. It beat inflation. So in real terms, you got to raise, and that's good. But in December, wages went up 0.6% in the month. Now, if it keeps up at that rate for the entire 12 months, that's over a 7% increase in wages, which, again, people say, well, that's good, I have more money. But it drives up labor costs, and it's going to cause more inflation. I wrote about last year about a possible what we call wage price spiral, which I think is starting to happen now, and that's going to drive inflation higher.
Yeah, exactly, because it's almost like you're chasing your tail on this thing. Because the other thing that's ignored here, how many layoffs did we have in last quarter, Michael? I mean, you know, thousands of people are losing their jobs. I mean, businesses still have to survive. They still have to produce a bottom line. And, you know, it almost reminds me of the cycle that Disney was getting involved in the early 2000s. And it was like they would hire 3,000 people, and then they'd fire 3,000. They would hire and I mean, they went through that cycle several times within, you know, like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, another way that's showing up, I just saw this morning McDonald's sales are starting to go down because they've had to raise their prices and people are now resisting the higher prices. A lot of that has to do with the large increases in the minimum wage. I think in California, fast food workers have to earn a minimum of $20 an hour now. That's going to drive up prices. And if you can't pass all this, the cost increases on to consumers, you start to lose business, and then you start to lose profit. And if you don't have a profit, you're not going to be there.
Exactly.
So you see a lot of these places closing.
Well, at least when you go to McDonald's, they're not asking for tips. Every place is asking for tips. And the thing, now help me out with this math here, Michael. You know, the tip number is larger just because, you know, the cost of food when you go to a restaurant. You know, you're not paying $25 a plate anymore. I mean, it's $30-$35 a plate. And on top of that, the plate's getting a little anemic. It's not hearty as it used to be, right? So,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, right.
Right? So to me, I mean, with all due respect to the servers, okay, that is a built-in increase. Just because we're paying more, because we're tipping based on now the new number that we see on the ticket. And what restaurants are doing is when they give you a suggested tip, it's no longer the 15%. That's not the bottom. The bottom is 18 up to 25. And, you know, I'm thinking, wait a minute, who's getting worked here? You know?
Yeah, and you know, with everything done electronically now, if you go to pay for something, instead of a cash register, you have a touch screen.
Yes.
And then you're right, the touch screen at the bottom says how much do you want to tip, and you get choices 18, 20, 25%. And with the person staring right at you at the counter, you feel kind of guilty not tipping something. But meanwhile, right. You start to look at how much did I just spend here?
Exactly.
It's much more than I expected to spend.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're seeing that way, but we're getting work. You know, I've confronted also, you know, a couple of these restaurants because we'll go and they're basing the tip with the tax included. So now it's not bad enough that, you know, I'm paying more of a tip, but now the tax included, and I'm wondering, you know, because some restaurants are finding a way to capture some of this tip money. And I get it. I mean, they're doing it out of necessity, in a sense, because there's only so much they can charge because they'll price themselves out of business, and they're walking a tightrope as well.
Yeah, the whole thing with inflation, it just distorts everything. I've been saying now since 2021, we can't let inflation become a problem. It distorts everything. It distorts the way people think. It distorts how much money people spend. And normally, if you see something go up in price, you know, the normal reaction is to, you know, resist that. Do I really need it? Should I find something else? You resist it. Today, things go up in price and people start to think, you know, I better buy it before it gets higher tomorrow.
Right.
And once you get in that inflation psychology, it becomes very difficult to break. The last time we got into this buying, it took a very severe recession in 1981. Severe recession and pushing interest rates up to double-digit levels before we could finally break this inflation cycle. As I've said all along, the longer we take to get rid of this inflation problem, the more difficult it will be to end. We're not out of the woods yet.
Right.
I think inflation is starting to inch up, and the Fed should take more drastic action to make sure inflation doesn't get higher.
Well, and the Fed can only hope that the bureaucracy can help them out a little bit, because there's only so much Houdini magic that they can do, right? When you have, you know, on the other side, you've got Biden and his team, you know, spending like drunken sailors. I mean, because isn't inflation the bottom line? You know, I guess, you know, you can blame it on economic policies, can't you? I mean, there's a direct correlation.
Absolutely. Too many dollars chasing too few goods creates inflation. The federal government, by deficit spending trillions of dollars, are putting more dollars into the economy, more dollars chasing too few goods, and you end up with inflation.
See, they're not helping us, and the American people need to wise up and understand. Here we are, you know, we're like a bunch of hamsters on hamster wheels, just burning ourselves out trying to keep up with the insanity that those that we elected into office are doing to us. Right? Am I missing something here, Michael?
No, I just hope we elect better people into these responsible roles so they can be more responsible. And instead of just saying, elect me, I'll pay for this, I'll give you this money, I'll do this, we have to elect people who will be more responsible with the money that they have. There's only
you
a limit
it.
To how much it can tax people.
Dr. Michael Bussler.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is calling the decision to not press charges in President Biden's classified documents case, quote, selective prosecution. Biden says, unlike Trump, he cooperated when federal investigators asked to have 50 classified documents reviewed and returned.
Bottom line is the special counsel in my case decided against moving forward on any charges. This matter is now closed.
Biden had been holding on to classified documents since his time as vice president under Obama. Trump is still facing federal indictments for refusing to cooperate with federal officials for the return of documents seized by the FBI in a raid of his Mar-a-Lago, Florida home 18 months ago. There are now grand jury indictments filed against seven immigrant suspects accused in the brawl that left two NYPD officers injured. An immigrant man named Yohenry Brito, the prime suspect, as he was the first to interact directly with the officers that day in Times Square. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810, 800-524-3810, 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world. Tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. You got questions, he's got the answers. Nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be with you. Help us understand here before we get into some of the other things that we want to talk about. I just want to go head on with the economy. You know, clearly it still remains, as James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid. You know, we're being told that, hey, not so bad. Economy's doing great. But, you know, the majority of Americans aren't feeling it. What are we missing here, Jordan?
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, prices are up from where they were before. They're not maybe not rising as fast as they were before, but people still feel, you know, prices are high on things. The official unemployment rate is low at 3.7%, but there's still a number of layoffs going on all over the place.
Exactly.
Particularly in the high-tech sector.
Oh,
we
yeah.
have Google and Meta,
yeah.
Microsoft.
Thousands.
The titans of industry
yeah.
have been laying
yeah.
off thousands of people. That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, and then you got the threat of AI coming in, replacing their jobs, and you go, okay, what are we, you know, what's going to be the future?
For us.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And frankly, I think the entire southern border and the refugees all over the country, and you know, just taking over major cities is really depressing people. It's crime, it's overcrowding the schools and hospitals. I think it's having a real impact on the psychology of people these days.
Well,
it's unrelenting. There were 300,000 people came in December.
Right.
It's totally out of control.
And like you say, there's, you know, they seemingly tell us, oh, there, you know, at one point there were like 9 million jobs that were left unfulfilled.
I'm not sure what that number is. I think it's maybe
about eight. It's about eight.
Is it about eight? It's been reduced, and it's probably open to more adjustment because of other issues. But kids can't exist, on $15-16 an hour, and people are working two or three jobs, and some of the job reporting, is a little bit. Prejudice because of the idea that, how many of those jobs are full-time? A lot of them are part-time jobs are being filled.
Right, with no benefits as well. Or they're gig jobs. Uber and DoorDash and things.
Right.
You don't get paid much. It's hard for people to make it. I agree. So it's a combination of these factors, I think, because the political situation for Biden is looking pretty dire here as far as people just aren't feeling that what his policies have really helped them. But on the other hand, the stock market's been doing extremely well. Company earnings are doing well. The Fed Reserve stopped raising interest rates. So, I mean, there's some positive things out there as well. Mm-hmm. I just think it's the day-to-day that's got people kind of down about their economic future.
Well, for most people, they hear, well, stock market is doing great, and they're going, okay, but that's, maybe for some with a 401k, but for the majority of Americans, so what?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're right. The 401k is the way most a lot of people participate. Mm-hmm. But the upper end is doing really well because the stock market's up, their home values are up. Their consumer confidence is very, very strong here.
Right.
But it's a big disparity between the haves and the have-nots.
Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, every time we get in that situation when there is such a huge disparity of haves and have-nots, the natives get restless, Jordan.
They're restless. And, I mean, the way they're going to express their restlessness is at the polls. I mean, that's Trump is a protest vote, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They want something different than what they've got now. Not that he can pull a rabbit out of a hat and make everything good again, but they're saying they don't like the way it is now and they want something different.
Well, they had a taste of it under his presidency. And it was like all of a sudden the people didn't want to win anymore. This is all a conundrum, frankly. We had four great years. Things were going great. We get hit with COVID and then of course all the other shenanigans and the country just has unraveled. I mean, there's no legal ethos anymore. I mean, some really bizarre things happening in the courts right now. I mean, it's the moral underpinnings of this great American idea are being so challenged and compromised, Jordan, because you can't get a proper footing on the economy and everything else if you're morally bankrupt. And I suspect that this is kind of where America is right now.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, you see that as the polarization in Congress, where, it's razor-thin margins on both houses. So it's really hard for them to get anything done. We need solutions to the immigration situation. I mean, there's a lot of things we need, and because it's so polarized, they're not really able to make any progress.
Well, and the problem we have is, I think we're missing just, and this is philosophical, so is that, before we would have, with the two parties, at the end of the day, there may be a different, journey to get there, but they seem to be going and ending up in the same direction. Ultimately. And right now, it's like we aren't, as Forrest Gump would say, we're not peas and carrots.
We're not pulling the same direction. Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, and this is also, I think, indicative of why, Jordan, people are saying, I don't want to be affiliated with a party anymore. I'm going to be an independent.
Independents are bigger than Democrats and Republicans. There's more people independent. And this is going to be right. For example, Kennedy, I think, could get a lot of votes. He could get 15 or 20% of the votes.
Why not?
The no-name party or something
right,
like that.
No labels. Yeah, the no-labels
party.
Right, exactly. But you see, because all this stuff, the bottom line is government should be working for the people. And clearly it hasn't been. Going back to the Obama years, Barack Obama said, hey, we're going to fundamentally transform America. And this is what it looks like. I mean, this is another chapter of that fundamental transformation that's taking place where, the middle class is getting pulverized. We want to let go of these founding principles and embrace Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum, who says, you know, that we will, you know, by 2030, own nothing and you'll like it.
I think people like to own things, actually.
Well,
countries around the world are seeing it. I mean, China is seeing our situation. Russia is seeing our situation. Iran is seeing our situation. And they see us as weak.
Yeah.
And that they're attacking Ukraine and they're attacking Israel and all around the Middle East, right? So that it's really impacting, you know, their actions. I mean, the Middle East is absolutely on fire right now.
Well, of course.
Because Iran feels no impunity with sending the Houthis to shoot at ships and attack American bases in Syria and Jordan. I mean, it's just when you're seen as weak, countries like Iran, you know, attack.
Well, yeah, look what happened. I mean, again, Obama years, we were perceived as weak. You know, Russia, you know, goes into Crimea. I mean, on and on. I mean, it's just, this is the nature of things. And the American people and the voters got to understand that. That, you know, you know, as Barack Obama said, elections have consequences. And
right.
There is a personality of one, I mean, you know, there's a clear personality of the Democratic Party. And, I mean, this deal that they want to give up all our assets and participate, you know, with the United Nations. And, of course, you know, as you kind of suggested a little bit here, is you got these third world countries that sees the weakness of America.
Right.
And you know, they're going to hand out money, you know, because we're so welfare minded. And also, you know, forgive us our sins, you know, somehow for all the hard work and industry that American citizens have invested in over the years, that somehow that's shameful and that we must pay a penalty. And so we owe reparations to the nations of the world. And they go, hey, yeah, hey, we're all for that, you know. So
we've been the most generous country on earth. Think of the Peace Corps and all the foreign aid we've given for billions and billions of dollars.
Of course.
For many, many years. And we're the most generous, and this is what we get for it.
Okay, a minute left. I said we'd talk about EVs. What a disaster.
Well, I mean, the Biden administration is trying to force electric vehicles on people, and some people want them, but a lot of people don't. And the car dealership lots are filling up with electric cars that people don't want. And in fact, the car company is starting to cut back on production.
Well, yeah.
Instead, they want hybrids, and those are doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't force these things on people. They're more expensive. People are worried about not being able to charge and so on. But it's the government is saying you have to get electric cars. The marketplace is not agreeing here.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Where do they go for more information, Jordan?
Email me at jordan@moneyanswers.com. Always glad to get emails from listeners, Bill.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day?
That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet.
Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet?
Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, and we're live in Las Vegas, Nevada at the 2024 SHOT Show, and some old friends have come and are joining us live here to talk about their business, all the great things, the Made in USA positive news that they're involved with, Joel Wings and Taryn Darr from WSI Sports. Hey guys, welcome, good to have you here.
Oh yeah, awesome to be with you, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. We're happy to be here with you.
It's such an honor. You know, yesterday I had a chance to stop by at the booth, and you guys gave away this scooter, you know, to a vet that is going to benefit greatly from it. And, you know, Bob was a terrific recipient and grateful for that. Tell our audience about this.
Well, WSI, we're really, really proud to honor our veterans. And last year, we partnered up with Patriotic Kenny Foundation, and it's an organization founded by Kenny. And here's a Navy veteran that he couldn't afford a scooter 2 years ago. So a girl helped him out with a little video. It went viral. He's got 3 million followers now. Amazing guy, just a, you know, lovable guy, and we just fell in love with him. And it's like, we want to honor the veterans, too. So we made up a shirt and a collection merchandise for Kenny. And we've been selling online. And all the money from the shirts go to buying scooters. And we've been giving them away around the country to veterans and to bless them. And thank them for their service. And we did this here in Las Vegas to Bob. He was an Air Force veteran. And, just a super fun day. And, great people to be.
Well, the thing I loved was there were a couple of Marines hanging in there, so we, the brotherhood joined together. So it was really special, and to hear the testimonies, just was really. But congratulations, and WSI Sports is all made in America.
Yeah, we're so proud to make things here in the U.S. and keep jobs local and and manufacture. It's so important to keep manufacturing in the USA. For our security, national security, it's very important. That's been on my heart for 34 years, focusing on making things in America.
Exactly. Taryn, I know you're so excited to be involved with the company and, just everything about reviving this country of ours.
Absolutely. I love working with WSI Sports, and it's really cool to work for a company that has shared values as I do, and Joel has such a heart for Made in America, for our future generations. He has a heart for veterans, and I've always shared that same passion, so it's just been a real treat to be able to come alongside WSI Sports
right.
and give back to those that need it.
Well, and to be here at the SHOT Show, I mean, this is a perfect hand-in-glove kind of relationship, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because these are our people.
They are. It's such a cool environment to be in. There's so many amazing networking opportunities and just partnerships that come out of events like this. Mm-hmm. So it's a real treat to be here.
Well, Joel, let's talk about WSI and the projects that you're involved with in this coming year.
Yeah, so WSI, our main business is working with all the professional and college teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's most of our revenue, and we deal with all the NFL teams, all of the Power 5 football teams, and pro baseball. A lot of cold weather gear we make for the teams, as well as custom products.
Yeah, you ought to see this shirt he's wearing right now. It is a long sleeve. This, I love the material. I love what you guys do here. It's great.
We have some of the best materials that we've developed, and that's why we're doing so well with a lot of these pros and consumers. Is
right.
We have a better product that we can provide, and people are loving it. So we're just real blessed. And I'm wearing right now a Muff Brady muff.
Uh-huh.
We made for Tom Brady.
Right.
So, some of the top players that have ever played the game, we've made their custom gear. And, so much fun.
Well, and it's really, that much more exciting for you because, you develop a product, you hope it'll catch on, and, you've addicted me to your product, and this is not right. Whether the socks, the socks you gave me last year and the shirts, in fact, I'm wearing a Kenny T-shirt even as we speak here right now.
Yeah.
See, I'm opening up my shirt, ladies and gentlemen. Just you can see the emblem here and supporting the good cause. But what an awesome product! And that's I think that we would all want to be involved with something that delivers on its promise.
Yeah.
And WSI does.
And one of my big goals is keeping American made, the American dream, and let's get our youth involved. We can make things in the U.S. So many times I've been told you can't make things in America, and I'm saying no. I'm proof of that.
Yes.
And I've been so blessed. As a kid, my mom and grandma said, "You're not spending that $3,000 on a four-wheeler." So I said, "You guys start sewing." That's how we got started.
Really?
Here we are today. Working with the Bill.
Yes.
Great one, Bill here.
Oh, I'm
so proud of that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is awesome. Taryn, I know you have a heart for the kids.
I do.
And Joel brought up, touched a little bit on education. I have a passion for it as well. Our kids took a big hit during COVID.
They did.
But I believe, like Joel, I believe that we can get on top of that.
Absolutely.
My vision, I'll share it with you. I've shared it with other politicians and other experts, including Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears in Virginia, and saying, look, I believe that we can make up that gap, that 2 years that we lost, and even catapult the next generation, these kids, further by, if you consider, sometimes your computer lags, and what you have to do is you have to kind of start from the beginning, get rid of everything, and relay all the software, right? That's been my vision that we can do to make up the difference with these kids, is that take them through kind of a semester boot camp of first to eighth grade, relay that software through and bring them up to speed and set them up to where when they're ready to go to high school, you're catapulting them, having reinforced their foundational learning and education, not on pronouns, not on box checking, but the old principles of like reading, writing, and arithmetic, you get me?
Absolutely.
And then help them understand what they need to do, taking this information, this foundation, and some renewed study skills and advancements so they can be much more successful in their high school and college years. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that overall, the entire public education system really needs some rewiring done right. And able to accomplish what you just talked about. The more that parents can be involved in their kids' education and they can watch over what they're learning and just be involved and just, I mean, our job as parents is, our number one job is to raise these kids, to keep them safe, right. To safeguard what they're learning. So we just need to be engaged in our kids' education and do everything we can to set them up for their future.
Well, Joel, like you said, for you, it started with a vision, right? And so we have to have that capacity and vision in which to affect something like this, to say, you know, all right, this is a challenge, but we're Americans, not Americans, right? So we can make this happen.
Oh, yeah. I agree, Terry, 100%. It starts in the family. We've got to encourage our families to, you know, teach our kids, you know, engage with the kids more and then be part of the school more, you know, and get involved in your community, because we can't just be looking at the high-level stuff. It's got to be local.
Yes.
And getting engaged and you know, standing up.
Yep.
You know, we're working with Jessica down there in California, and just amazing, you know, woman that stood up to the school, and you know, we can't put up with all that crap that's going on.
Right.
We're Americans, and
right.
We can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Taryn, I know you're also involved with you know, Turning Point. We got a couple of minutes. How about if we talk a little bit about the exciting projects, because you're just not busy enough. You know, Joel doesn't keep you busy enough.
Oh, I absolutely love being a Turning Point USA ambassador. It's so much fun. And like Joel just mentioned, Jessica Tapia is also a Turning Point USA ambassador. And she actually lost her job down in California for standing up to the school and saying, look, I'm not going to lie to parents.
Yes.
I'm not going to keep this information from parents. And they ended up firing her. Her husband also lost his job. He was in the military for not being vaccinated. So that family has just gone through the ringer. And you know what has happened? God has opened other doors for them. They are thriving. Other opportunities have come out of that. You know, you might be canceled by the left, but when you get canceled from the left, God opens doors on the right. And
Amen.
That's the side that you want to be on. So Turning Point has just allowed me to find my voice and really encouraged me to speak up, be bold in the truth. We know the truth. We need to speak up. And when we speak up, we can encourage other people to do the same.
Well, a lot of things are happening in our country organically.
Absolutely.
Because of the experience, right? I mean, you have this exodus out of blue states into red states for obvious reasons. Why?
Well, because people don't like living under the governance of these terrible governors. I mean, I live in Oregon, for goodness sake. Like, I know what it's like being a conservative in a blue state.
Yeah.
However, my family is in Oregon. My kids are there. My parents, my siblings. And as much as I want to go flee my state and go to Idaho or Montana or wherever, it's like you're going to get trickles of wokeness in wherever you are.
Right.
So to some capacity, I think staying put and just being a light in a dark place is what we need to do. Not that I blame people for wanting to go to red states, but you know what? God has me in a blue state, so I'm going to use that, and I'm going to use my voice, and I'm going to stand firm in His truth.
Amen.
Not my truth.
Yes.
His truth.
Right.
And I think that, you know, I think that's where He wants me right now.
You see, that's why I tell people all the time, don't blame me, blame God.
Thank you. I'm not in control of this. It's coming from the big man upstairs.
I hate to tell you, not Al Gore.
Yeah.
Right? We're still waiting on his prophecies to be realized. He hasn't got one right any more than Joe Biden's gotten anything right when it comes to foreign policy. Just a sidebar, political thing. Joel, I want to give you the last word. Again, congratulations. Another great show. Great exposure. The product made in USA. All these great foundational principles that you're promoting, you know, for the vets and for families.
Yeah, I mean, I always look at that glass half full and look at, hey, there's opportunity down the road. And we just, you know, as Americans, we can do it.
Congratulations again on WSI. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it.
Thank you, Bill.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know